You can relax. Jordan Sharer has a podcast. The world is scary. I'm locked in our homes. But now we have big microphones. So you can relax. That's not the name of my podcast.
Well, can the Let's Talk Holidays podcast. My name is Jordan Sharer. Murphy. Harrison. Whatever my name is. And today I'm shooting a podcast, as you can tell, because I just sang a podcast intro in the intro, which I actually already recorded today as well, so like, yay, I recorded like 10 seconds before.
I'm not organized, I didn't get a ring light, I was okay.
This podcast is filmed midway of me filming the vlog, so I'm probably going to get this mixed up. Oh my god, I'm so miserable. So in the vlog you can see that I'm talking about my nephew's cousin came and like how I'm filming tomorrow. Oh my god, my nephew comes tomorrow. Yes! I haven't filmed in ages. I'm gonna be vlogging tomorrow as well. I'm hoping I'm doing the same thing as today that we don't do tomorrow. So that thing that you can see there.
A big blue thing.
That's what I was inside of. I deflated it. Yeah, I was inside of that and he was rolling me, so yeah. I'm also working on my teeth, so that's your argon way. You can see that's your way. And then the bottom ones are just nearly there. So yeah. I actually have not seen myself with white teeth for a long time. So
this is gonna be fun out with my teeth. I've been getting bullied. Have yellow teeth, so I'm working on it. Oh my god, you're gonna see me talking about this in my vlog. So if you've already watched the vlog, which I don't think has came up with the podcast, but if you're watching this as late as the podcast coming out, and you've already watched the vlog, I dropped my phone and it is smashed. So I actually have a TikTok of me showing my phone and how smashed it is. So let me tell you what it was basically. Recently my mum screamed, and obviously because I'm like so caring, I was like, oh my god, she's in danger. So I dropped my phone and look up before I pick up my phone. The cat came back. I was excited, but then I picked up my phone and I saw it was smash. I was like, luckily my nan and my mum are so nice. That my mum was like, my mum went to me, if you give your nan your phone, when she can, she'll go and see if she can go and get it fixed for you. And I was like, thanks. So when I get it back, I'll probably have the camera fixed. I'll probably have everything fixed. Hopefully they don't change the back, because I know that they won't have a blue one, and I love the blue back. I love the blue back because it's like dead nice. The one on the black one I didn't really like, because I did actually, when I got my phone, I got my phone from Argos, but I did see it in Coffin, where else we were going to compare the prices and see which one was more in our price range. On the Zed, I actually did really want an iPhone 11 Pro Max, but I just settled with this, because this is bigger than the iPhone 11. And basically, I saw it, and I saw the black one as well, and I was like, I didn't really see the back that much, but I did look on to see what colour it was. I didn't really like the black one. I mean, I feel like I'd like it if I had it, but mine was, a greeny, bluey. It's, when you look in the sky, normally by Christmas, and there's, that big greeny, bluey thing going across the sky. I don't know what they're called, but that's basically what the back of my phone looks like, and I love it. Yeah, by the way, the podcast intro was a last-minute thing. I had to think of a podcast intro for the podcast, and I was like, I was going to do the relaxed one and just change a few words, so, for you all going at me in the comments, oh my god, you copied a relaxed podcast. That was the only one, that was the only words that would come to my head. All that would come to my ears is, you can relax. Glenn and Derek have a podcast. World is scary. Lock no homes. But now we have big microphones. You can relax. That's the name of the podcast. We're going to look at this week's holidays. And one of these holidays are really important. I'm looking for this week's holidays. this week's holidays. We're gonna do national holidays because, like, national holidays. There you go. Actually, it might just be on my calendar. I don't know where I can find all the holidays. So that's why I never do holidays in these videos. Because it's just annoying. Okay, wait. Wait. I don't think it comes up. I don't understand. Okay. If you want to run away with me, I know a job. There we go. I need to get to today's date. Oh, it's Taz now. Okay, Aiden's birthday, obviously. Am I gonna come to? Am I gonna go backwards? Probably. Okay, the Queen's birthday is in June, apparently. Okay, so. On the 2nd, it was Good Friday. On the 4th, it was Easter Sunday, obviously. Easter Monday is a regional holiday. Oh, I didn't know. The 23rd, it's St. George's Day. So this week. But you know what else it is on the 21st? My birthday. So that's the most important. Oh, I waked up to time cards. So if you're watching this on TV, then you can't obviously see. But if you're watching this on phone, whatever device, other device, you can see them. Then this is chapter now. So, yeah. I want to talk to you all about, like, school things and, like, well, I mean, like, I don't mean, like, you know, I mean story times. I like story times. So let's get into some story times. So, my old teacher, her name was Vicky. His is still Vicky. She was born on the 29th of February, so she only had a birthday for 4 years. And she was 14. She's basically 15 now. Yeah. Basically, she was so mean to my sister as well. She was being mean to my family, basically. And then, it's one of my mate's cousins, so they're related to her, so they're obviously always nice to her, him. Basically, I love how my phone. I'm filming my phone, by the way. If the camera's, I checked on TikTok and the camera is not cracked. But it's literally got a crack going right through it. But it's the same on my back camera though, it has a crack going through it and it's fine. It's just if there's a random light, so that little thing there that you're seeing, that's actually there for me now. The thing is though, all these little yellow things that I'm seeing everywhere, you don't see. I am. I can only see them because I dropped my phone. And then it's like this little black blob. You saw it if you went on TikTok, you would have saw it. But the thing that's weird is I had this one crack in it because when a cat scared me once, it bit me and I threw my phone. I was a bit dramatic. But I was like looking away, by the way. I mean, cousin was there. And I was like talking to it and the cat bit me and I threw my phone because I got that scared. I shouldn't be trusting my phone. And basically, I had this little crack in it. Like, just, like, it's faint. You can't even see it if you look at it. It's, like, at the right angle. But then you just... Now you can see it perfectly. But it's, like, no... Only the cracks are above it. There's none behind it. So, I can still see there. I thought that it was a prank that my phone fell. I thought I had the wrong phone. Because it did look real. They feel real. But then there's just this little... There's just this, like, two little areas that look... perfectly fine. Like, underneath the crack look perfectly fine. It looks like I can just rip off the cracks. Which, no, I'm not going to do. And the way I told my mum was, I was in my room and I was, like, dead sad because I smashed my phone. I was like, oh my god, I can't believe I've done that. I texted, like, have you got £11 in because that's how much a self-repairing kit is. And then she was like, no. And I was like, okay. And I was like, can you come here when my cousin's gone? And she came up to my room and said, what? And I said, shut my door. And I went, you know when you screamed, I dropped my phone? And she was like, oh, okay. She, like, I feel like she wasn't trying to be mean to me. I think she's just, like, you know, well, tough. She purely went, well, tough. And I was like, I knew she was going to react like this, but I didn't tell her. But then when she went, I started crying. And she came back and went, why are you crying? I was like, because I'd done that, and she was like, no, don't cry, it's fine. I was like, Then that's when she said that. When she came back up, she went to me that my nan can just take her to get fixed. But actually, no, before that, my nan came up to look at it because she wants to ring up and get them, like, ask if they'll be able to do it. I don't know where she's getting, I don't know where it's getting done, if it does get done, because my phone is rare to find a screen for. I know, it's weird. I was looking at the price and it was like £50. I was like, oh, I don't want to pay that much for my phone. But I feel like it's going to be more because my camera, they'll look at my camera and they'll fix that. Actually, saying that, they'll have a look at the camera and be like, we'll fix it. They'll be like, do you want me to fix this? And then she'll be like, no. And be like, okay, so the price will be normal. And she'll be like, okay. But then they'll fix it and be like, hey, we've done it for free because we wanted the camera to be fixed for you. Because he did do that. The thing is, when my cousin's phone broke, kind of my fault, kind of not my fault. My old laptop was on charge and it had the charger in it and it fell off the side of the couch. My laptop broke, her phone broke. Her phone was most important. I didn't care about my laptop at the time. I was like, oh, it's fine. We can't get them both fixed. And I was like, oh, it's fine, just get her phone fixed. She needs it more than I need a laptop. And now I can't cope without the laptop because my laptop's broken again. By the way, by that I mean, it's the version that got bought off Quartz, and then Quartz have then sold it on again, obviously. And basically, like, they deleted the El Capitan, and that's the one that my laptop is. So I need to put an iCloud in, and then when I put my iCloud in, it doesn't work. My iCloud's never been used in the App Store, so, and then when I check my mum's, see if that works. But it works, and it goes, by the way, this version's been deleted, you're not allowed to use it. You can still go on the internet, because that's a thing. You can actually get help on the internet. And you can change your link on the little top to be a different link, so you can watch YouTube on it and stuff, which I'm still happy about. You can't play any games, though, so I can't play Roblox. But I can tablet. No, I can play that on tablet. I'm going to go to the toilet real fast, because I'm dying, and I'll resume the podcast. So, I'll be back in 3, 2, 1. I'm back. That took a while. I'm gonna put this on my main channel. So, because I can, I want to make a podcast room, but I'd miss the fact that I can change color lights. So that had me thinking, what if I do this little thing? And you're all gonna think I'm crazy. But if you comment down below a color, the one that I'm gonna go from the top to the bottom. So only on this podcast. So if there's another podcast, you cannot comment on that one with colour. If you comment on that one with colour, that'll go to the bottom of the list. But the top comment is the least comment. Whichever one's the top, I'll do that colour in a podcast. So if it's red, okay, you can't see it because it's daytime outside. I'll just do sky blue, magenta. You can tell magenta, kind of. Wait, let me turn off this lamp. No, you can tell. This is pink. So I clicked off it, by the way. Magenta. I might do magenta for my next podcast. Like, magenta, if you didn't know. Magenta, this magenta actually looks like when I used to do my podcast. I used to have blue, and then I would put a lamp on. It look like this, but I still just do blue and then put a lamp. Anyway, back to what I was saying. I'm on vlogs, I'm always like, oh, I can't be bothered editing it over half an hour long. I'll delete the video. This time, I need to get time codes, I need to get everything, I need to put them all down, copy them, and it's gonna be so hard. Because I don't understand. You don't understand how hard it is to find all time codes and stuff, because then you have to find out when you start talking about a different topic. I might hire an editor. Wait, I actually did interview my mate once to be my editor. I was like, I want it done on CapCut, though, because then it'll turn out the same as mine. And I was showing her a video that I edited, and I was like, it has to be like this, so it doesn't look as if I've got an editor. So it looks as if I'm editing them still. because, like, I want to make you all think that she's a really good editor, but I'm just really bad at filming. So, I have my TV up here. The TV's obviously gone. And it was slanted. So she said, can you do the TV straight? Because otherwise she couldn't edit me on it. Because I wanted me on it. And I was like, yeah, I'll do that. And then I done it wrong again and again. But I think now it'd be easier if I was doing it straight. Because I can have a tripod, I don't know. If I had this, because I can do it on a wall now, because, like, everyone knows I've got a projector. I can literally make it look as if someone just pop up on the screen or something. And the thing is, how would I do that? Because I have to put it, I have to do layers. I have to put it underneath the wall, but on the wall. Because I'll standing in front of it, and it'll come on top of me. And I can't do that because it wouldn't look real. I have to make it look real. This is only going to be for the skits, by the way, for vlogs. I can edit them. And yeah, so yeah. I can't believe my car came back out and scared me so much I dropped my phone. Just know I look after my phone. I have a giant crack through my face right now. Let me put my face where there's a giant, like, space where there's no cracks. Oh. Actually, that's how I could tell that my foot camera has a lot of crack in. And down here, there's no one, but it's like a tiny crack, unless it's cut it. No. I'm just so lucky that I have, like, a mum and me now and that are gonna help me and try and get my phone fixed. I would have tried it myself, but I wouldn't trust myself. I'd have to get my granddad to do it because he knows stuff. I know this as well, but if you do it too fast or too far in, you can damage the wires and they're fragile. So you can damage them and then, like, they break. Oh. Ooh. We're going to move on to our first sponsor. This sponsor is actually from myself because, yeah, I emailed myself saying that I had the sponsor. So, we're going to have to, I'm going to have to read this out. Let me get it up for myself because I have to read this out. This sponsor. Why am I so weird? Why am I that weird that I have to literally say sponsor twice? That's what Rachel Ballinger does. No, Rachel Ballinger goes, sponsor. I've got a new logo for my merch, by the way. So go and check that out. Jordan's favourite. This is only my favourite because I've actually got this. Oh, I'm not supposed to say that yet. I put the video in here as well. Of me wearing it. Love Radical Prints and Organic Cotton Softness? Then this Let's Talk Holidays hoodie is ideal for you. And what's best, this product is constructed from 100% organic cotton and printed in the UK in a renewable energy powered factory. Grab yourself one today with worldwide shipping available. This hoodie is so comfy. It's literally the best. Like, no joke, and the little label that you can see in the hood, if you look at pictures, that's actually there. No joke, that's actually there. That says M, so that picture was took as a medium size, but obviously I'm small. I wonder if they added the excess yet. Nope. We have sizes to fit everyone. But if you're an extra small, try a small. Literally, I'm an extra small, and the small is so baggy on me. I love baggy clothes. So if you don't know me, I literally wear a Batman top. Wherever that went. It's in here. There. I literally wear. Hold on, let me fix me. Make do. Tripod thing, yo. I literally wear this. Wait. I literally wear this 24/7. This is uncomfy with a t-shirt underneath, like, but, you know, because there's actually, like, a label in the t-shirt. There's no label in this, and this label is uncomfy. That's why when you have that, it's when you have the hoodie, Let's talk all. Wait. If you're listening to this podcast, I'm sorry. My podcast made it onto Google Podcasts, by the way. So if you're listening to this on Google Podcasts, thanks, Google, wherever you are. Wherever you are, whoever you are. Thank you for putting my podcast onto Google Podcasts because I listen to it all of the time. There's only a teaser episode up there and then something else. But I'm going to try and upload this video as well. I remember when I rebranded the podcast. So it used to be Jordan Share Podcast, and it actually is a merch that says Jordan Share Podcast on it. You can still get that merch. I'm not going to take that off because that was one of my best creations. But this one is even better. This says, let's look all these here. And also, if you turn around, obviously I haven't got it on now. But it says, let's look all these down the side. It's so cute, so comfy, so aesthetic. It's actually the best. It's suitable to sleep in and everything. It's literally the best. It's cotton, so it won't rip off. I don't think. I don't know. I wouldn't try that. Because you're probably wasting money by doing that. Because I don't know if it can come off. It's made out of recyclable everything. Literally. No joke. It's literally recyclable. When you throw away that hoodie, they make it into a... Well, if they get the material, which they probably will, they will make it into another hoodie. No joke. So, if you sent... Or if you binned a Let's Talk Holidays podcast hoodie, that'll get turned into another hoodie. So that might get turned into a Make It Great Again hoodie. There we go. Oh, so I had to get out. The thing I'm probably going to start doing with my podcast is every 10 minutes stopping a video and then redoing it. But let's get into another topic, shall we? Yes. I feel like I've spent 10 minutes talking about that last one, so. Let's talk about the story time of school. We're going to get back to the story time of school. So basically, this teacher was really mean. And basically, when I was with my ex from year 4, who I still talk to, by the way, she was mean to us. I swear to God, I'm going to hear this song everywhere I go now. Literally, if you're just quiet for like 5 minutes, I bet you in 1 minute you just say, let's get down to business. Give you one more night to get this. We've had a million, million nights just like this. So that's my ringtone as well. but I just did it then. Back and forth, that's the part I just said. I literally only listened to that song because my mum listens to it, and then I started listening to it. I like it now. I also listen to a song called Losing It. Let me play a little bit of it. It goes, I'm losing it. If you know it, then you know it. If you don't, I don't care. You should. I feel like that's mean. Yeah, it is. Don't care. That was the best thing that has ever came out of my mouth. This is what it goes like, so it's obviously got, it's got like a, an ad, I'm gonna get this one to my H&M, just dance to the song. There's obviously this giant, now I'm gonna just dance to this song. That's literally one of my favourite songs. What other song do I like? So this is all... I'm going to tell you everything that's in my chill songs playlist, which is actually public, so you can go and watch, listen to it. So there's K-Mode, which, by the way, is in my little songs that I use for YouTube. Holiday Cheer, which was... Bim, 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 and it goes... And then Matt Lee's redone it and went... it's the time of year, time to celebrate. And then Atlas, which was... Bim... Boom, and that's recap. And then pour the milk. You all know this. That one. Driver's License, Disturbia, Among Us, Drip, theme song remix up my ass in there. I don't really like the song, I don't listen to it. Capone, Oh No, LMK, which goes, Girl, I've been missing you, just wanted to tell you what's on my mind, what's me kissing you, and then Campus, Played Live, which my mum listens to, and then I started listening to it because I liked it. Bars and Melody, Hopeful, which actually got banned in many countries because like what was copyright. Yeah, I know. Bars and Melody, Waiting for the Sun, that's one of my favourite songs. It goes, Waiting for the sun, waiting for the sun. Oh, tonight, I think we'll be alright, waiting for the sun, waiting for the sun. That one, I like that one. Pitbull, Timber, everyone knows that. It's going down, I'm yelling, Timber, you better move. You better date anyone that watches Rex and Roller will know that dance. Vibe for me, the one that goes, Baby, it's a vibe for me. It's a vibe for me. We see her out there bobbing freely. Sif where? Woo! And then there's apparently a Norris Nuts clip, so yo, I don't care about you, Norris Nuts. Yeah, I don't know. Snake Wolf, okay, you can say. Sugar Crash, the Sunshine, the light, the one that goes, kiss it better, baby, waiting on the sunshine, boy, I think I need that back. Tesla Model X, crazy song thing, I don't know. The Business, one's lyrics, one's all. And then the Stranger Things theme song, and then Losing It, which is this. That's going to be it for today's podcast. Hope you all enjoyed it. Because I'm just talking because it's like, you know. Mother. I just came and went, don't be recording nothing. She's always like, oh, she won't do YouTube. But, wait. I thought I broke it. Okay, there we go. Anyway, thanks for watching. Peace. Love you all. Bye. You can relax. You can relax. Jordan Sherrod has a podcast. The world is scary. I'm locked in our homes. But now we have big microphones. So you can relax. That's not the name of my podcast.